It's funny, I've just enrolled, or yesterday I enrolled in a 10K race. It's the first time I've really enrolled in a race. I mean, I know I enrolled in the Rio Marathon, and I've got a marathon coming up in Amsterdam, but that was kind of more kind of test of endurance and all that. So 10K I can easily do, so it actually feels like a race. What's weird is that a work colleague is also doing the 10K race, and he's talking about whether I'll beat him or not, and, you know, whether he'll beat me. When you get older, when you're my age, I'm 41, you always know there's going to be people faster than you. And so I don't even think about it in terms of beating people. It's more a case of feeling at one and zen with yourself. Is can you beat yourself? Can you do the best time that you can do? And so I almost feel uncomfortable racing somebody where he will take pride in either winning or not winning, or, you know, even though he's joking around, you know, it's funny, you know. You just don't see it as a race, apart from the fact that you are racing yourself. But maybe I'm just getting older, you know. It's just the different way that you might view physical activity as you realise that you're actually past your prime, and there'll always be loads of other younger people who will be better than you. Yeah. Once again, running teaches me new things about myself. Oh, and the picture that is going along with this audio boo is of a sunrise, which I photographed just before my run. It's to kind of show the fact that you get to see things when you're running. You get up at times when you wouldn't normally get up. So you see aspects of life. You see things that you wouldn't normally see. So once again, an advocate for running and saying why it's great, and that picture is one of the great reasons you get to see things that you wouldn't normally see.